Hi, everyone. Welcome to Artists of the Way. I'm Nate, and this is my co-host, John.
Dang it.
He is the executive director of this fine organization. Did you know this was an organization and not just a couple dudes talking in front of a little Star Wars Lego figure? Well, do we have news for you? This is an organization.
It is.
And John is here to tell you about it and to podcast with me. John,
that's true, yeah.
Tell me about Artists of the Way, what people may or may not know about it.
Because I don't think I've updated the audience, which boggles my mind. I thought I would have by now.
It's boggled.
That's the sound of a boggled mind. Yes, Artists of the Way is becoming an organization. Obviously, we did Godspell in 2024.
Obviously.
If you don't know that, where have you been? And obviously, we've been doing the podcast.
Obviously.
But in the wake of... In the wake of Godspell, that just was a really special experience, and those of us involved wanted to keep it going. So we have a really wonderful board. We've actually been working on this for a few months now, and we are officially an organization. We're working on getting our nonprofit status.
Right now, we're just making boatloads of money before that nonprofit status
comes
in.
We're earning millions and millions and millions to carry us through the not. No.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Surprisingly, you need more than just not making money to earn nonprofit status. You can't just be like, hey, government, I haven't
earned
anything.
Hey, we're not making money.
Can we have
tax
exemption? Can you not tax us on the nothing that we make? Thank you.
They're like, sure.
But I'm very excited. Our goal is to equip...
He's been bouncing off the wall this whole time.
Dwing, 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 dwing.
Stop being so excited.
Artists of the Way is an organization.
I know.
But we want to equip artists, this is our vision and mission statement, to equip artists in crafting quality performing arts and to cultivate innovative and creative artistry in a Christ-like manner. We want to provide creative opportunities, guidance, and a community that refines artists. And we also want to reflect the truth of Christ through challenging, joyful, and redemptive art.
Nice.
So, didn't the board do great on that? I was involved too, but also it was the board. It was a group effort.
Good job.
But thanks, guy. Thanks. We're just so excited. We're excited at the opportunities. We have a couple things in the works for 2026. One big thing in the works for 2026, which we are not announcing yet.
One thing,
for
and
sure.
And we'll podcast in 2026.
We probably will podcast. So there's that. There's probably going to be a couple things in 26. But this year,
2025,
what we've announced recently is a conference that we're doing this fall.
Oh.
You know about this. You made the graphic.
I thought it was just a conceptual thing.
I didn't know you were actually doing it. Well, I love, now you can read that, oh, it's like, oh, you're doing that thing? Why? I thought it was just a concept.
Oh.
I would have told you no.
What's the conference?
The conference is the Cultivate Conference. It's a faith and performing arts conference. It's being put together by a bunch of the leaders in the Christian theater world here in West Michigan.
Cool.
So we're working with Brad Garnott, CJ Pletcher, from HPA, Walt Williams from Master Arts Theater, and then myself and one of our board members, Elizabeth Hawkins. And we're putting together this wonderful conference with an amazing, amazing lineup of instructors. Several from West Michigan, but we've got a couple from outside of West Michigan
really?
As well. One really exciting one, which I'm excited to announce.
Go ahead.
No.
It's not that exciting.
We're building suspense.
This is good.
But this conference is going to be happening on October 18th. It's an all-day conference on Saturday. It's focused
on 5 a.m.
5 a.m. to 3 a.m. the next day, but it's still within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, no, it's 8 to 6, I believe. We'll have a schedule on the website in a couple weeks, but the goal is to help you grow as a performing artist, to grow as a director or a leader.
Use the word cultivate instead.
To cultivate! Ah! To cultivate your abilities as a performing artist. We have things about singing, about movement as an actor, about performances, a variety of things. We have stuff for directors who want to grow in different areas of that. And then we also have things to help deepen your faith and help you think about what does it mean to be an artist and a Christian.
A lot of the things of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
You understand the name.
Ah.
But seriously incredible lineup of guests, to the point where I seriously am like, any of my friends who are not Christians, just the things we have for artists, like, are going to be some wonderful opportunities.
We'll accept artists not of the way.
Yes. But just, it's just a wonderful offering what we've put together. I cannot wait to share it with everybody. So, but keep an eye out on our social media, on our website, on our email newsletter. We should be announcing our instructors soon, and we're going to be revealing what those sessions are after that. So keep an eye out. Sign up for the email newsletter if you haven't signed up already, so you can be up to date.
Will there be billboards?
I wish, but probably not, because well, those then are you expensive. Have
to follow us the way John said.
Yeah, because you won't see us when you're driving. Mm. Unless you happen to cross us on the freeway. Cross us, pass us on the freeway.
And we'll be talking about it then, surely. Open your window. You'll hear.
You'll see us in a car, just like, and the Cultivate Conference.
Oh!
That's our advertising plan. Nate and I are just going to walk around talking about it incessantly.
Just open that window.
Open that window and we'll be there. But yes, I'm so excited. Registration is going to be going up in early August. So you'll be able to sign up there. Pricing information will be available soon. We're trying to make it very accessible for people to be able to come.
We're not trying to make a profit off of this.
We're not. We're trying to be non-profit about this. But yes. So that's my little update on Artists of the Way. Really exciting things in the works. Things I think will interest our whole audience. But let's get on to the show. What are we talking about today, Nate?
Well, this is the first podcast we've recorded in a while, so...
Oh, yes. I had a big life update that you'll hear a bit about later, but I had a child, so...
What child is this?
This child who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping.
It's Sanchez's lap.
Yes, Arthur, my little son, he's 2 months old.
Yes.
Actually, he'll be like 2 months... Well, 9 weeks. You have to go by weeks for babies. Hopefully not for the rest of his life. Hopefully not like he's like 2,387 weeks old today.
Hopefully not.
We give him a present every week. We're like, happy birthday.
Oh, Ken. Okay.
Yeah. So as Nate was alluding to, first episode back, we're a little scatterbrained.
And having a little talk about connecting with God. That's what this episode's about.
That is, yeah. A little bit off the cuff, but it's a really good episode. I think there's some rich stuff. We're just kind of unpacking some things that mostly I am working through.
he was just more vulnerable than me.
Nate kept that wall up. But yes, I think it's a really good episode. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Those are the same thing.
Enjoy. We're glad you tuned that dial past all the static.
Yeah, past all the static.
To hear our clear voices.
And then finally we're like, wait, I have to do
that can be hard to do.
Anyways, enjoy the episode.
Have you been thinking about anything interesting lately?
I have been. I've been going through a bit of a personal, like, what's the word? Crisis is too strong a word. I just liked your understanding.
That's what that was.
I am. I think I'm finding out that I'm. I don't know how to phrase it. If this is in the episode, which now me saying this will spoil that Nate and I went in without a plan. If it's in the episode, I'm doing like motions to try and conjure words or a thought. Now I'm trying to grab the thought out of thin air. Yeah. It's somewhere.
I feel like we need some just good bro talk time.
Yeah. That sounds so desperate.
That was so sweet. Let's do that.
Oh, man. No, but Oh man, this is gonna be a chaotic episode. No, it's like I've been I guess it's like I'm gonna start throwing words out there, and maybe some of them will be the right words.
Yeah.
Pineapple. Oranges. Other things. No, I feel like I'm like I've had this like sense of like not connecting with God and maybe being like burnt out, and I don't like either of those feelings. Surprisingly, I don't like being burnt out or not connecting with God.
Mm-hmm. I've been feeling that too.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Synergy. Corporate synergy. Yeah, and it's been weird. So, life update for anybody who is listening to the podcast and doesn't know, my life has an interesting development in that I'm now working at Master Arts Theater. So I'm here at Artists of the Way as executive director, and I'm at Master Arts Theater as an assistant artistic director, which is a great job and wonderful people that I'm working with. And so in a lot of ways, like, I basically have the life that I've always wanted now, which is insane and slightly terrifying. But, and I've been like, I have to like make sure that I'm like rooted in God, because I don't want to be one of those people that like achieves all their dreams but then loses sight of God and like just does the thing. But I've just had this sense of like, it feels like I'm just there's just so much in life that I haven't been able to like take time or space to just be with God, and like I'm not even sure what that looks like anymore. And like intellectually I think maybe I am, but like I feel so much more unsure of what it looks like to just be with God than I did like in high school. Like, I'm so envious of like 17-year-old me who was like, I can just go on a walk and then I hear things from God and I just know that they're from God, and I'm like, that's great. And I don't think that like, I think a lot of the things I heard when I was 17 was from God. But now I'm just like, I don't know, some guy could just be me putting words in God's mouth. I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, why was I hearing so much more from God at 17? And why did it feel like it was so much easier to just be like rooted in him at that time? Probably because I didn't have a job or a family and all these things. But like, why was that so much easier? And so it's just been this sort of sense of like, I'm just sort of going through the motions of life. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm just going through the motions in my relationship with God so much. Like, I don't feel like that's an apt descriptor. Mm-hmm. But it does feel like a long distance relationship, or like, mm-hmm. like the relationship is being maintained more than it is being, then it's thriving. I think that's maybe starting to turn the corner, but that's been on my mind. And I think God's presenting some things there. But the thing that's like really hit me this week was I was talking to Shay and talking through all of this. And Shay was like, do you think maybe you're Martha from the Bible? And I was like, shoot, am I? Because I've always seen myself as Mary. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm the one that'll just go chill with God in the woods and hear a word. But I'm like, oh, dang. I think I am Martha. I'm like doing all of the things that mm-hmm. seem right to do for my calling, for mm-hmm. who I am, for all of that stuff. But it feels like I'm doing those things on my own, and like I'm now more just keeping up with them than doing them out of this overflow of love.
Yep.
Not with all of the things, but with quite a few of the things. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they're just so big that it's like Peter looking at the waves, but I'm also trying to manage the waves instead of just be afraid of the waves. So I have to make sure I know where all of the waves are going, and I have to check on the status of this wave. And does this wave need any assistance to go where it needs to go? Do I have to splash the water to help it along? You know, cause that would help.
Splash. Be a wave.
Go. I feel like I'm just like a father sending a son off
Go, be free.
Also, that's another update since the last episode is we haven't recorded one since I've been a father. So I'm a father.
Wow. So that's a big thing too. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is the first time you're hearing of it? Nate and I haven't seen each other at all since we recorded. That's not true. We did a whole show since the last time we recorded.
We did. Like a play.
And a TV show.
Yeah, but that's coming out later.
It is. We didn't do a TV show. That would be cool if we did a TV show. Not good. Yeah, that's kind of been the thing that I'm like processing and trying to figure out. And that's kind of coinciding with me wanting to get back into a bit of like an intellectual study of scripture and of theology, because I think I've been missing that since graduating. So trying to figure out how does that fit into my life. So those are kind of intersecting to like me just wondering. I feel like God is pulling me in a direction and telling me you need to just sit at my feet. And I'm like, what does that mean when you're practically when you're not embodied on earth as a person? Maybe you are in some sense embodied in the church, but like I don't think that God's just calling me to go and be with the church and like be around. That has value for sure. I don't know, maybe he is, maybe that is the way that he would mean to minister to me, but it's like there's not a physical body here that I can point to unless you are wanting me to just go and like be in the presence of my brothers and sisters in Christ and just rest there and that be your conduit. And I can hear your words through scripture, but I love scripture. I think it's an amazing book. So anything that I say here.
Pro scripture.
I'm pro scripture on multiple levels. Sometime I think I was thinking about this as I was drifting off last night, was like, we should talk about like the artistry of scripture sometime. Cause it is totally a work of art. I think, it's more than that, but I think it's also a work of art. It's incredible. Yeah. I love that book on so many levels, but it is a 2,000 to 5,000 year old book written in a completely different culture and language.
Style.
Style, very different priorities for what it's doing. Right. And so a lot of times it can be like, I'm reading the same description of this thing again. And oftentimes those things will still hit me, but
it takes extra work to put your extra imaginative work, because it's not like a modern novel that like puts you so much in the head of the protagonist.
Right. Or, and it's not
the narrator.
It's not like super emotionally focused. And so then if it's like, well, what I need is to like sit.
Yeah. Cause you want to emotionally connect with Christ. And I thought, no, for me, that can be hard when scripture doesn't seem always that inherently emotional.
Right.
I know it can. I'll have times when I just read scripture and it is a very emotional experience, but like with like Jesus himself, sometimes it's easier than others and it can be hard.
Yeah, I think it's way easier with that. Yeah, but so then it's like, well, I could go to that, but I don't know where to go, and all these basic questions that you would think with a degree in ministry that I should have solved by now, but I think I need to go to seminary to solve that one. And then I'll have made it.
Yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah. If that doesn't work, then it's the master or the PhD.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work, a doctorate. And then that's if that the same doesn't thing. Work, I've tried to think of another equivalent. I can't. Another PhD.
Yeah.
I just go more insular. First, I get a PhD just generally on biblical studies. And then I go even further and do New Testament studies. And then I go even further and do Jesus.
Christology.
Yes. And then I decide to just focus on the passion. I don't know. Yeah. And then I decide to focus on just get multiple PhDs and just like a PhD rabbit hole. I feel like I love the idea of getting a PhD, but I'm not sure I would be good at a PhD program. It just seems like it's so intense.
Yeah, man, that sounds hard.
Yeah, although it does sound kind of fun to have to like present a thing and defend it at the end.
Ha-ha!
Like that's just a very active thing as opposed to, I did my exam. I'm graduating now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then it feels like, well, I don't know for sure. Like, I know you're here, but like, I don't always have a sense that you are physically present. I know that you care for me and maybe have things to say to me, but A, I have to be able to listen to receive that, and B, I don't, like, if I feel like I hear something from you, how do I know for sure that that is you versus that being me just being like, he said things like this in the past, which sometimes I think is an accurate sort of faith remembrance thing of this is how he operates, this is what Christ says. Like, right. I think almost any time that you sin and then ask for forgiveness, not almost any time, anytime that you sin and ask for forgiveness, you know that God's answer is, I forgive you. And you know that his response in that is some sort of gentle, loving restoration and push to be better in whatever way that means, whether that be through repentance with others or yada, yada, yada. But if it's like, I don't even know quite what I need and I just need to sit with God and let him give me whatever I need, but then I'm not sure what it is I'm receiving. It's just this very complex, weird, tricky thing. So I'm sort of navigating it. I'm trying to just carve out some time. I have a more free schedule now, which is nice.
That's good.
It is. That's a really nice benefit of the job. So my mornings are longer, so I'm trying to give myself some, like, a half hour where it's like, this is just God's time. And
nice.
So sometimes I'll do morning prayer in that, but I try and do morning prayer earlier because morning prayer is so structured. I kind of want it to be unstructured God time.
Yeah, combine your roots.
Yes. So morning prayer sort of tends the ground for the spontaneous stuff. And then I just sort of...
I like that.
Let there be whatever God wants in that half an hour.
Yeah. Do you ever take a walk?
Yes. I love walks. So, yeah, there's a park that I'm going to... I've gone once or twice now before going to work. But I'll go do a couple laps and then sit. It was very nice. The birds were all out. There was a... Goldfinch, that's the one. Yellow jacket came to mind. I was like, that's not, is that even a bird? I feel like that's a bee.
It's a bee. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. This goldfinch is wearing a yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket just flying through the air.
Very intimidating.
That would be terrifying. Those are the real murder bees. I feel like the murder bees were the most, like, anticlimactic.
Oh, yeah, we never saw them.
We never saw them. That was,
what,
like, the
year
deleted
that was.
Scene of 2020. Was, like, we got the setup for the murder bees, but then the COVID plot line took over, and so the murder bees just didn't come back because there wasn't enough screen time for the murder bees.
Wait, weren't we supposed to have murder bees?
It's fine. We can bring them back in 8 seasons.
Would you rather have murder bees or COVID again?
Oh, well, me personally or the world?
You personally.
Me personally, COVID, because COVID's never been... The first time I had it was really bad.
I guess, I mean, would you personally rather COVID have come to the world?
Oh, or murder bees? Yeah. Well, COVID's kind of still in the world.
It's not of the world. The world was made through COVID.
Wait, what?
It's not of COVID.
So, hang on. Now I'm getting really nerdy and theological. Because
my comment was not worthy of that.
We're going there. Ancient theologians are like, God made the world through Christ in some sense because Christ is the Word, and it was with the Word that God created the world. So
right.
Through Christ. So if the world was made through COVID, then you've just said that Jesus was COVID, or COVID was Jesus.
I was just kidding.
I love, we should just have that in our back pocket, any intellectual conversation that we have with anybody. Somebody like, it's like, that point's ridiculous. You can just be like, I was just kidding. Wouldn't that be a power move? You're in a debate and you just like drop a ridiculous point and they spend their entire rebuttal time rebutting it. And then you come up and you're like, I was just kidding. So here's my real point. You just wasted like 5-10 minutes of the debate. You like don't even use all your time. You just go up and you're just like,
I was just kidding.
That's a great idea. I feel like we should figure out a way to do this. Yeah, you said you were you having similar thoughts?
Some similar. I don't think exactly the same. I don't feel like that disconnected with God, but I definitely have times where it's like I want to feel more disconnected. Then when we come back, it'll be even better. No.
Trying really hard not to spit out my hot chocolate on the white carpet.
No, but I've, like, for my whole life felt like a pressure to be like, oh, I don't know that I'm right with God. Like, I often wake up in the morning and that's just my baseline feeling, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of people have, mm-hmm. But it's not right. It was cool hearing that, like, Shay kind of called you out like that. You're like a Martha thing. Yeah. And it was nice, like, because the other day, like, Ellie called me out in, like, a similar way that she thought, like, in the most loving,
right.
nice way. Like,
Shay was very abusive to me when she called me out. Well, she threw a cup at me and said, you Martha. No.
Clean up this, Martha.
How about some more work, Martha?
But like Ellie saying the idea like that I think you have to take care of everything. And that's something we need to sit with, and I think there's truth in that.
Yeah.
But like then applied it to like my relationship with God, with like you just do have a good relationship with God because it's not dependent on you. That's just the status that you have is mm-hmm. good relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And it gets confusing with like, well, what if I sin and then we're not good? And like, how do I know if I'm in a state of sin and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. And like, but what if I'm not feeling it? Well, I guess that's the classic. You don't need to feel it. And probably worrying right. about feeling it is counterproductive to actually feeling it.
Sure.
Yeah, but no, I had some recent like good focus time with God that felt good to be connected with Him. I think just in so many areas of my life, I just need to relax. Relax in my like personal relationships and with my relationship with God, and things go better then. And I, in one of my recent walks, sometimes I take a walk in the afternoon at mm-hmm. work and try to have sometimes with God, and it's like, okay, I should pray, or maybe right. I should sing.
Yeah.
Or what if, okay, I may have done that.
God, yeah.
And then like, oh, well, maybe I'll just not try to do anything, just be open to like Him, like mm-hmm. saying something to me. And I don't, it doesn't always feel like He does, but it feels like, in general, it feels like better after those walks, yeah. though.
Which is weird. And I don't, it could be, I think it's probably a both, but part of that I think is like a psychological thing of like, let's just get some quiet for a minute. Like, I wonder if a lot of what God is saying to people right now is just be quiet because you need quiet, you know? Not even, like, I think He, like, be quiet with me. A, because you should be with me. B, because your world is so noisy right now, everybody just needs more quiet.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure. And isn't that like a classic, like, oh, I know this is a good friend because we can be together and be quiet.
Dude, that's my favorite thing as an introvert, which nobody believes me when I say I'm an introvert, but I'm like, most of the people that I'm with, I'm just like so talkative around. And then there's some people where I can just arrive and sit quietly. And maybe I look a little bit grumpy, but I'm not really grumpy, and they know that I'm not grumpy. I'm just there, and it's nice to be there with them. And
yeah,
I'm not saying a whole lot, you know. But
yeah,
that's always.
And if that's how you feel with some of your best friends on earth, isn't that like God's like, I'm your true best friend. Just right. be that way with me.
Right. How much more fruit will your Father in heaven be good just sitting with you in the quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to know that I am God?
Be like, hey, you're God. That's cool.
yeah. That he's taking care of things.
Yeah.
I've
been thinking I need to like reflect on the promises that God gives us again. One of the things I've been reflecting on since becoming a father is very cliche, is thinking about God's sort of relationship and view of me in light of my view and relationship with
my son, Arthur. Really cool.
It is cool. It's crazy. But one of the things that has struck me, it's been more intellectually stimulating than emotionally stimulating for me thus far.
You know, that was one of the things I was looking forward to when I had a kid, and it didn't strike me at first, and I like wanted it to, but I think even as time goes on, I've had more times of that like striking of like I just love this kid and stuff. Not always like with a special reason, just like looking at them just lying asleep in bed. It's like, oh man, I just love this kid. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's how God feels about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had this moment. I think he was crying for food, and I was just like, it's just crazy that all of his needs are right there, you know, like to be met. Like he needs love and comfort, and we're there to comfort him. He needs food, and we are there to feed him. He needs a diaper changed, and we are there to change the diaper.
Wow.
That's basically all that he needs right now, you know, but it's like, those are big things for this little guy. And he has this crazy, dynamic, adventurous life. He's clearly has a huge emotional range. like he clearly is going through character arcs.
I heard he smiled at you for the first time.
He did smile at me.
That's like a couple cool.
days ago. It was very nice.
Like,
yay. Good. This will happen more, hopefully.
It will. That'll be so nice.
I know. But just like I think it doubly hit me because I feel like a baby is so unaware of everything.
Come on, you know? Kid.
Not in a bad way. Like I'm almost envious, but he's just vibing in this unaware world, and then all of a sudden he's like, ah, I have a need. I don't know what to do but cry out, and then that need is met by his parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in poop. I don't know what to do but to cry out. I have messed everything up in my diaper. And then his parents are there if we notice that his diaper is dirty. Otherwise, he sits in it for a while. God always notices when your diaper is dirty. I'm sad.
And he's not just thinking, ew, you gross person sitting in a dirty diaper.
Why would you sit in a dirty diaper?
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah. Yeah, like he just had a huge big blowout, which I think is the first big blowout he had like yesterday.
So nice.
It's like all down his leg.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the worst. But I never thought he was the worst for it.
No.
Yeah, and so just that I don't, there's something, and it's weird because for most of my life, I feel like I've been so dependent on God, but I think that that's just become so practical in my mind of like, oh, yes, God will meet my needs financially and, like, for my well-being physically and maybe for my time. But I've stopped believing that he could, like, meet... I haven't stopped believing it, but I haven't applied it as much to, like, emotional needs and what's going on. Where am I burnt out? Where do I need help? You know, what are the needs that I have? Do I need somebody to come help take care of Arthur some night? Do I need somebody to help with a project for Artists of the Way? Do I need different volunteers for something at Master Arts? Do I need just time or space or something? Do I need some opportunities for quiet that I can just bring those to him and trust that he'll provide it somehow? Which for some reason feels more... I don't even know why. For some reason, that feels like a bigger ask to me than like a house. Like our house, I contend that God gave us. Because when Shay and I were engaged, I was like, Lord, Shay really wants a house. Would you give us a house, please? Because Shay wants a house. So if we could have a house as soon as possible, because she wants to make a space and make it her own, that would be great. And then we got this house only a couple years later, which was way sooner than we were expecting.
Mm.
And it was just the perfect situation. Everything lined up perfectly. It was clearly God. So for some reason, me saying, hey, God, could I have a house? Feels like more achievable for God than to be like, Lord, could I have a little bit of extra time to breathe? You know? Or...
Yeah. Do you think it's because... there's like a element where you could provide your own happiness, or you think you should just buck up and handle it and stuff?
Well, there's definitely a buck up in hand. I'm definitely a sufferer of America's pull yourself up by your bootstraps and grind and do the thing sort of culture we've all inherited. So there's definitely some of that. I think maybe some of it too is like, that feels like something that I just need to, if I were just a bit wiser, I could manage a bit better.
Right.
You know, or if I made the right sacrifices, then I would have the right space in my life for God. So what are you going right to give up, John? You know,
right.
Which sometimes I think is the case. Like when yeah Shay and I were talking, she was like, you just need to make time for that connection with God, even if it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Which I think I struggle with a lot of times, because I also have that need of like, that feeling of like, I have to do the thing. I have to fix the thing. I have to do all these things.
Yeah. And how can I take time to that when I need to be like taking care of the family.
Right. Or like, I need to sleep. Selfish,
oh yeah.
Is,
yeah.
I don't know if it's selfish. I don't think it is, but no, it feels selfish.
No, we need that. I mean, I'm speaking to myself too, but we need that fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we run on, God.
Right.
And so if we're just running on empty, we're not running.
That's true. We're just kind of flapping around like a jellyfish.
It's not even a car.
No.
That's how bad it is.
Can jellyfish flop on land?
Can they drive cars?
Well, they can't drive cars. They might be able to start a car with their electric shock.
Ooh, yeah.
So they might be able to start a car, but then they'd be out of luck.
Yeah, I don't know if they can move on land or not.
I don't know. If anybody knows about jellyfishes.
Not much, I imagine. No. They to like hoist themselves up and move? I don't. Or would they kind of snake?
I don't even know what muscle control they have. Do they have any muscle control, or do they just float in the water?
Do they move intentionally? They do, don't they?
They must. I don't know.
Yeah. But there's chance for this to get better with more loose schedule now.
Yes, that's true. And I'm already like kind of working on that. And I think there's just something nice of like being like, this is just for God. Like it might have been yesterday. Shay's like pulled something. And so I was trying to leave by 8 so I could have the half hour of God time. And then I felt like, this is something. I felt like God was like, oh, sorry, that's your foot. Nate and I playing footsie under the camera. I don't know if God said it or if it just felt Christ-like. So I was like, this seems like how he wants me to spend this God time. But I was like, I'm just going to stay and give her massages instead. And then I'll go to the theater and go to work. And that just felt, that was a really good start to my day.
Mm.
And just there's something nice of like just that open-handedness of God, you can use this time how you want. But so that's something that's interesting, I think, that I'm sort of also chewing on in my relationship. Or not really my relationship with God, but more my function as a person in the body of Christ, and also my calling, and also then how that's affecting my emotional life and my relationship with God. But like the importance of serving and working and ministering. Like that's the word that I think of. But like actively doing good to people for the sake of Christ, trying to meet needs for the sake of Christ, not just to meet the need, but to try and be a presence of Christ in their life, to love them like Christ would love them. There was a homily, I think it was over Holy Week at some point, or not Holy Week, but like Lent. I don't remember the context of it at all, but I remember the point in my head of the importance of the balance of everything, where we have to receive from God. Absolutely, that needs to be where we're rooted. But we also need to be giving out, or we get, like, there needs to be a flow there.
Right.
Or if you stop it up, then it gets stagnant.
Like a pond.
You get sort of overfilled and bulbous, you know?
Yeah. We had a while back some sermons at my church about that, like how we need to, our church needs to be a river and not a pond. And rivers take in and they flow out.
And they're so much cleaner than ponds.
Yeah, exactly.
Ponds are so gross.
Exactly.
Have you ever swam in a pond?
I don't know.
Very gross. Very gross experience. Do not recommend. I've done it a couple times.
Sounds gross.
It is pretty gross.
Yeah. No, but go ahead. This.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I've been chewing on that as well. I think it's very easy for us as people to like get like focused in on one thing and be like, okay, I'm working on this one thing, and then you just overcorrect that way.
It's true.
And so I'm. And it's weird that I guess God is working on both of these things in me at the same time. So maybe he's like, haha, John, you can't do that thing. But, yeah, it feels like there's this emphasis as well of not just, maybe God's just reorienting my ministerial life, but of not just make time for me and receive for me because it's good for you, but also, hey, John, you do kind of need to be serving. You need to be connecting with people. Yeah. You have to be living a life that is in service of others out of your, and that service flows from your love of Christ and what you receive from Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe those two things have just sort of died in me over the last couple of years because 2024 was just so full. Maybe not died, but
no.
What's the word? Atrophied, shrunk, like, because last year was so crazy.
Yeah, I think it can like, feel easy that, like, life is so crazy. I just, as a status, do not have time for anything else or anybody else.
Right. And two, like, there's been a couple big things where it's like this is probably a failing of mine, but I so often feel like I have to manage all of these things and keep an eye on them. But I feel like over the last couple years, just with everything that happened in 2024, some really great things and some really hard things. And then, you know, 2025 and the pregnancy and Arthur, which has been wonderful, and job change and all of that. Like, it feels like my ability to manage all of the things has just sort of blown up, and like I've kind of lost hold of everything. Like, everything is just sort of, it's like the Big Bang. I was like the Big Bang where I was like holding all this matter, and like it got so tight, and then all the matter like exploded. But somehow, as in the Big Bang theory, it all just was fine somehow. Explain that to me.
Yeah,
stop,
that
John,
makes
don't
sense.
Take pot shots. I'm using it for an illustration.
Go ahead. They'll take pot shots at fire engagement.
That's true. Nope, John, stay on track. Almost weird to do a whole thing about Big Bang Theory. Not the show, the actual theory.
We know.
Yeah, like it exploded, but somehow it's like just okay, like life is really great. But like it's all its own living thing now. And it's like I feel like I can't manage it. Like I'm just being carried along and it's all I can do to keep an eye on all these things. And so it feels like one of those things, I guess, was my ability or belief that I could manage the balance of my relationship with God, of him pouring into me and me serving others. And maybe that's all it is, has been just a deconstruction of my ability to do it myself, to do any of these things by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I'm still doing all these things and doing them at least serviceably, I think, it feels like God is coming back in and it's being like, hey, let's reorient you back into the essentials of the Christian life, of what you're supposed to do, which is be loved by me and then love the world because of me, and also love me, like that's part of it, and doing all of that is loving him. But it's, those are weird things to hold in
tension.
Yeah, they're weird things to hold in both hands. They're like two magnets pushing against each other,
right?
And so it's doubly weird to have him like working on both those things in me at the same time, but also cool because you can easily go one way or the other.
It's like their passage from Paul that's like working hard with all this, with all of God's strength, or something, with like that, which is really beautiful. That it's like, oh, it's like we're working, but we're working with God's strength, not with our own. And yeah, I think that like open-handed imagery that you said is really important. It's been helpful to me. But so you have the heart for it. You want to serve people, and you want to be with God. That's a great place to be.
That's true.
You want Him to help you do those things. You can't do them by yourself. And so just let that heart continue to be open, and He'll make the way to have it happen through His power.
Because He's doing it. He's doing the thing.
Yeah.
Unlike me with the baby.
Yeah.
He's doing it, not me.
Yeah.
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 I feel like this episode just turned into a John therapy session.
I think it's very relatable things, though, that
I'm a relatable character.
Yeah.
I'm well written.
You are.
Cool. I don't know. Do we have anything else to cover in the episode? Just the curtain is completely pulled back for this episode.
We can give an introduction, and then we can start it at any point that we want.
Sure. We could. Should we do an outro? Should we say bye to everybody?
Sure.
Or we can just cut them off here.
Bye. Well, hopefully this has been a nice, vulnerable thing for people to hear. And that people may be going through these same things. I think everyone struggles with knowing where they are with God and wanting it to be in a good place.
Yeah.
They ought to be wanting it to be in a good place.
You better be. If you aren't, proactively do it.
No. And he's the one taking care of us. And I love your analogy with your baby. And so we just need to cry out to Him and not trust in ourselves. Too much, and trust that if we have the heart to be with Him and for to do what He wants, then he'll help us do that.
Yeah, cool. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys have any things that you do that are like your ways to connect with God, rhythms that have been helpful for you, either in a current season or throughout your life, share those. Because those are helpful. Those are helpful to me. I'm sure those are helpful to other people. Thank you guys again. If you like the podcast, if you want to share it, that would be dope, because that's how we are shared.
Yeah.
Yeah. How the listeners find us. Comment, like, all that jazz. If you want to know more about some things that Artist of the Way is doing, we talked about some of it in the intro. Go to our website, sign up for our new email newsletter. If you're at all excited about that, please share that as well. I'm so excited about both the conference and also other projects that we have down the road are super exciting. So subscribe to our email newsletter, follow us on social media, or share those if you want to get the word out for those, and keep an eye on the website because we'll be posting updates shortly. But thank you guys again so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, God bless, guys.
Bye.